I'm exhaling on bad vibes and inhaling on my awesome tribe. Welcome to the She Blows It podcast. I'm your host, Carla. And on today's episode, A Trail of Vibes, I'd like to leave a trail of vibes for everyone to pick up on and carry with them this week. So exhale the bullshit and inhale the power of the connections between the law of attraction and the chakras. So before we get into the specifics, I wanted to let everyone know, as if you don't already, well, this podcast is available on 7 different platforms: Anchor, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Blog Talk Radio, Breaker, Google Podcasts, and Radio Public. Go follow me at SheBlowsIt_pod on Instagram. So as I was mentioning, our chakras bring forth the energy. And whatever we manifest into our chakras and the chakras that we rely on the most will be placed into heavy rotation with the philosophies of the law of attraction. And that will continue to come around and visit you until you desire to switch up the flow a little bit. So why is this important that we talk about this? Well, I'm all for the unity and sisterhood of women. I am all for the unity of just everyone collectively as men and women. So there's no need to hate and envy one another because we're all on the same team. Or at least in my world, it is. And that is exactly what I'm manifesting today. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. All right, so here we go again. So let me tell y'all a little bit about moi. Like, this is my second time recording this part of the episode. And unbeknownst to me, you know, I went through this whole elaborate explanation, you know, about the heart chakra and the crown chakra being the best, friendship chakras and stuff. And I wasn't even recording the whole time. Like, I went through this whole spiel and I was not recording. So here I am again. Yeah. All right. So here I go again. Here I go. So what do I mean by whatever we manifest and our chakras are placed into rotation with the law of attraction? So I'll tell you what I mean there. And I know I talk a little fast. I'm kind of working on that, so I'm going to slow down a little bit. One of the quotes that stood out to me a lot personally is a quote by Jay-Z on the 444 album. He says, "If everybody's crazy, you're the one that's insane." If we wrap our heads around the belief that everyone around us is out to harm us, or everyone is toxic, and that fuck everyone attitude that we kind of cultivate a little bit, then the laws of attraction, so what I mean by that statement is that the laws of attraction will give you exactly what you're putting out into the universe there, because those same thoughts that are harbored of one's self and one's truest self is what they see in other people. So you know that they say when making connections with people, whether they're positive connections or negative connections, that those connections are built based on something that is representative of like a little slither of the pie and the taste of who you are. So the same way with how we view the world, like how we view the world is our ultimate perception of ourselves. It's the same way we attract or turn away people in our lives based on certain values. And another thing that I think is very important is to have yourself a friend. Like, have have a friend that'll say, if you're scared to take a chance, and how the fuck we gonna get rich? Which is a line that was so eloquently spoken by the one and only J. Cole. I love, love, love J. Cole. On my previous episodes, I created different playlists. And if you guys like that, I'll do it again. But I created different playlists, and J. Cole was heavy on my playlist. I just love his mind, his mindset. But this is where the connection comes in with the heart and crown chakra friendships. Here I go back to this. Because there's so much power and awareness in that statement where he said, if you're scared to take a chance, then how the fuck we gonna get rich? You know? So there's a lot of awareness in that statement. If you really think about it, it takes hella balls, a lot of courage to call someone out and hold them accountable, especially if you're not accustomed to interacting with people or communicating with people in that way, and especially with your friends. It's really important that we take time to understand our friends truly and carefully so that we know how to approach such delicate topics, like stop being scared of failure and, you know, let's just try this anyway, you know, or a friend that could approach a delicate topic such as, well, you say you want wealth, you want to be rich and talk all this shit, no problem. But I'm going to hold you accountable and I'm going to remind you that sitting on the couch won't cash the check to your first $100,000. So hustle. And this ideology is also inspired by an item that I discovered on the Urban Chaos website. The shirt states, to take risks and prosper, which is a cute little euphemism for trap. So go check it out. The link is in the description box. It'll be listed on the Instagram page. I'll put it in my stories and all that good stuff. So if we get back into it, according to the law of attraction, we manifest our thoughts, whether they be positive or negative. And if you continually think that something awful is going to happen, then you'll make that happen. And we do it to ourselves. I do it to myself too. I have some severe anxiety, but we get anxiety. We begin psyching up our minds to believe that the worst will happen. Then we put up this guard and the barrier to protect ourselves from something that hasn't happened yet. And people are looking at us like, what is wrong with you? And that's where we open the entrance for those negative things to happen based on how we've positioned the energies in our chakras. People feel those energies. And when you're giving off a what the fuck energy, people are going to be looking at you like, what the fuck? So when we believe that we'll have good outcomes, most likely we get good outcomes. Now, just because you do something good doesn't mean you're always going to yield a good result. Like, you could be a good person and still encounter shitty situations. We all know that everything isn't going to be perfect 100% of the time, but keeping a polished, positive spirit not only keeps us in control, but it allows us to use our crown chakra to sift through the reality versus emotion notion of it. So when we look at vibes and tribes, where's the connection? Where are we meeting at? Okay. So like I said, we attract who we are. And I'm going to keep repeating these important terms, people, words, all of that, because like my professors say that if I repeated it, it's important. There's something called the law of attraction, which we have been so gracefully exploring and dissecting. And the law of attraction, going deeper, is an energy from the universe that pulls multiple, a plethora, a slew, a sea of energies together, attracting different thoughts, attracting different ideas, different circumstances, situations, and people. And essentially, this means that if you have a positive mindset and attitude, that those ideas will manifest along with people in kind. On the other hand, you know where we're going to go with this. If you tend to have a negative mindset and attitude about life, then negative things will result from that. Even exploring like dynamics of toxic relationships that we form, those same toxic traits are either within us or we're accustomed to them from upbringing or previous failed relationships, current relationships, whatever it may be. But when you engage your third eye chakra and awaken your aura to the things and the people around you, you get a more transparent understanding of what parts of you are in someone else and which parts of those parts don't fit your narrative anymore. So a good friend of mine tells me that you can't change the past, but you can change what you're doing moving forward. So when you reach those parts of yourself where you start to understand that you're seeing them in someone else, you're able to identify that those parts are also within you to some degree, you at that point are conscious enough to make the decision whether those parts fit your narrative or not, period. And then you can just make those changes in moving forward. And when it comes to changing anything, it's like, it doesn't happen overnight. There's no microwave results. And examples of like that toxic cycle, and the best show so far that I've seen recently to represent that, there's a show on BET called Sisters by Tyler Perry. It is a great show. And they're a circle of friends who share the same bottom line. I'm only like episode one, so we can continue to use this as like an anchor when we get into like the whole relationship thing. That's cool. If you guys have any other show recommendations, please fill me in, because I'm trying to tap into my creative side and watch different films and different shows and actually, you know, pick out some meaning. So hit me up, send me messages of some shows recommendations. But these circle of friends share the same bottom line. And that bottom line is they just have man problems. Not only do they have man problems, but that's all they talk about for the most part. Of course, they share victories together. You have like some successful ass women. They share victories, successes with each other. But the common theme in the show is man problems and infidelity. They're all attracted to each other because, and when I say they're all attracted, I'm talking about the collective group of girlfriends. They're all attracted to each other. They're a tribe. So they're attracted to each other because they share a similar experience, which is their man problems. And they just can't quite break the cycle. And this is true in real life. It's true in real life. And the show also depicts how they know that it's not good for them, but they stay in it anyway. So we connect with people who share similar interests as us, or where we would consider, quote unquote, where we want to be in life. And it's just human nature to gravitate towards a person who is just like us because it's within our realm of comfort. Once we start to realize what's good and what's not good for us, then we start to make changes. And then after some time, while keeping up, you know, with consistency, then you'll leave a trail of your vibe behind for those alike to follow. And just because you leave a trail behind to follow doesn't mean that they're going to follow you. So be prepared to lose some people along the way. And that's a part of the process. But regardless of who has what problems or the type of friends we have, we must always remember that if we want genuine people in our lives, then we have to be a genuine person. My good friend tells me that all the time. She's preached it to me for years. And I truly didn't get it until I had an amazing friend to show me what generosity is, what being genuine is like for me to truly, truly 100% deep down in my soul, like in my soul, understand that. Again, like this stuff doesn't just happen overnight. So if you're looking for microwave results, then the flavor won't be the same as it would had you baked it in the oven and let it cook down some. So let's all take some time and let that sink in and engage our heart chakra. Did it sink in yet? All right. So the heart and crown chakras combined make up a balanced friendship, and that is for sure. You can play around with the other chakras and make all the connections, but I believe this is me. You can put together whatever you want to put together, but the heart and the crown chakras combine make up a balanced friendship. It's like a meeting. It's like the heart and the minds are having a meeting together, literally. And when you have a friend that you can connect with through the crown and heart chakra, then that's one solid friend who, one, will tell you the truth even if it hurts your feelings. If you have a friend who co-signs your bullshit and always agrees with you, word from the wise, that ain't your friend. A real friend will call you out when you're wrong or when you aren't being real with yourself.
You know, it doesn't matter if you're not being real with me. Are you being real with you? It doesn't matter if you're not being real with them, if you can't be real with yourself. And a lot of genuine people feel like that. Also, have a friend that makes you aware at times when you aren't doing your best emotionally, educationally, or whatever you have going on in your life. But I never want to see any of my friends slipping at all. Like, I don't ever want to see any of my friends slipping. Sometimes people just need a little encouragement to get them going. So, you know, if you see your friends slipping, just understand the impact of your words. Lift them up, encourage them, inspire them. Bring forth acts of kindness, because kindness is motherfucking contagious. Kindness doesn't even have to be like monetary. We live in such a material society that everything has to be money-based. Everything has to be something-based. It's always like tangible. But kindness to me is just like remembering little details about past events in a conversation and circling it back around, you know. Remembering birthdays, like dinners. I say dinners because food is my favorite part of my friendships, and all of my friends enjoy eating just as much as I do. So although we may be a little different, we are all one and the same, because like I said, your vibe attracts your tribe. Also, most importantly, get you a friend who will never let you forget your worth, ever. Your real friends will always remind you of your greatness, even during the times you feel as though you're down, even at times you feel like a failure. Your friends will always remind you of your greatness. So let that marinate a little bit. Let's let that marinate. I think that was deep. Okay, so another thing I wanted to get into. This is going to be interesting for a lot of us here. Working through the pros and cons of having a workplace tribe. Considering that most people stay away from this. Typically because it's a workplace taboo. Like, you just don't make, people just are opposed to establishing any close relationships to people at work. And most people don't desire to establish relationships with their coworkers because it gets a little sketchy when you mix personal and business. Not only that, but in this age of social media, it only takes one Instagram post to ruin your career or a potential career. What happens in our world today is media is used as justification for like bullshit. And what I mean by justification is a reason to judge you professionally based off of your personal life. You don't even have to be twerking or popping it for the gram or asking people to sign up for members only subscriptions or shit like that or anything. And coworkers will make just something out of nothing. It's just typical life. But the pros, so the pros of building a workplace tribe is that you build a rapport with your colleagues. And when you build and establish a rapport with your colleagues, it builds and lightens and heightens the morale around you. Meaning that if everyone is happy and can get along, then the environment will be light. People won't mind working together to achieve a common goal. On the other hand, if everyone hates each other, then that makes the environment super heavy. Then people don't want to work together. Everything will become a bitch fest, and then it's annoying. Here are the cons. I kind of already gave some cons in the pros, but whatever. The cons. Is that when you fall out, like you fall out with your coworkers, it's like 1 minute your friend, the next minute they're offended, and then the atmosphere gets weird. It's like, save the fucking drama. No one has time for that. And then you have to see that person every day. That just makes the air constipated as fuck. Another con is exposure. Be careful, because people come off so trustworthy and charming and like they're down for the cause until they get mad. Now the whole office knows your sex history, your social security number, your address, who you saw last night, and all types of shit. So be careful what you say. Everyone is not who you think they are. And that's a fact. And that's why your vibe will attract your tribe. Make sure that you're picking genuine, worthy people. And that is all I have for you folks, for you lovely folks tuning in. Thank you so much for joining me on another episode. I appreciate the continued support from everybody. And, you know, remember that if you want to keep genuine people in your life, then you have to be a genuine person. That one-way street mindset is simply for the birds. Remember to keep an eye out on me on the Instagram page at SheBlowsIt_pod. And if you really enjoyed this episode and you want to learn more about the chakras, then rewind a few episodes back and check out season 1 for an informative view on the chakras, how they function, and what methods can be effective for aligning them. I am your host, Carla, and we will revisit another topic on the next episode.